You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Chiefs are 10-17 to win it. The Texans are 6-4. The Chiefs -3 on the spread is 5-6. The Texans +3 with reduced juice at even money. And the points line is set pretty low here at 40. 10-11 the under and 10-11 the over. And I think it's easy to see why the points line has been set there, Gil, because this is expected to be a defensive battle with two of the best leagues defensively going head-to-head to open wildcard weekend. And, Gil, there are some really special talents on both sides of the ball defensively here.
Absolutely, and it should be 40 points. And I think the spread is probably where it ought to be, generally speaking, as well. I think Kansas City is justified as a three-point favorite after winning 10 games in a row. But, you know, the one thing that I can say about all eight of these teams, well, no, not all eight, seven of these eight teams, very streaky. This is about the streakiest bunch of wild card teams as a group that we've ever had. And Kansas City and Houston are really no different. Kansas City started 1-5. They've won 10 in a row, a franchise record. And the Texans started 1-4 and then 2-5 before winning seven of their final nine. And both teams share the similarity that they lost their big running back early in those early bad streaks. The Chiefs lost Jamaal Charles to a torn ACL in week 5. The Texans lost Arian Foster to a torn Achilles in week 7. But defense, absolutely, that is the headliners, with apologies to the Chiefs offense, because Alex Smith has been great this year, and the Chiefs offense has certainly performed above expectations. But yes, the Chiefs defense, led by Justin Houston, who should be back in this game, and Tamba Hali, who got back last week against Oakland, he'll be back. They'll be at full strength in that 10-game winning streak, an NFL best +16 turnover differential for the Chiefs to close out the regular season. They allowed just an average of 12.8 points per game. And then on the other hand, you've got the Texans with J.J. Watt, the sublime J.J. Watt, 17.5 sacks, leads the NFL. And the Texans have the best third down defense in the NFL, only allowing conversions on 28.5% of opponent third down. So absolutely, the defenses are the headlines here.
And one matchup that might sneak under the radar here, Gil, is the matchup between DeAndre Hopkins, an outstanding wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and Marcus Peters, who has really impressed me and numerous other avid watchers of the National Football League at cornerback. And I'm looking forward to seeing those two go head-to-head on Saturday night as well.
It is a very good matchup. You're absolutely right. Great matchup. I think both under the radar from a national level, not really a name that you know off the top of your head. And especially that's especially interesting when it comes to a guy like Hopkins, who is really one of the elite NFL wide receivers, but probably still doesn't, outside of maybe the casual fan doesn't consider him yet quite in that elite group, but I think he absolutely belongs there. And to the extent that Brian Hoyer can get the football to him, that'll go a long way towards determining how the Texans fare here. By the way, so much of this season for the Chiefs and the Texans has been the fact that they've both played kind of inferior competition. So scheduling-wise, we don't know much about either team. Houston's benefited from playing in the AFC South, which they're the champions of. And KC, even in that 10-game winning streak, they've only really played two teams of repute, and both of those teams were shorthanded along the way. So all of those matchups, all of these individual matchups, are going to really go a long way towards determining what happens here. And in our handicap, we really haven't seen these teams play against competition like this really often at all. So this will be interesting.
It's worth noting that these two teams met back in week 1 of the National Football League as well, and the Kansas City Chiefs came out on top at 27-20. And one of the keys to success in that match was the pressure they managed to get on Brian Hoyer. I just wondered, Gil, whether you think they'll be able to get to the Texans quarterback on this occasion.
I think they will. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that they will. The issue with the Texans is they have no running game to speak of. Alfred Blue has not been a solid replacement for Arian Foster. It hasn't worked out that well. it's a team that needs to get something from Hoyer. By the way, Hoyer is no slouch. You know, he is an experienced guy at this point. And I think the Chiefs, while on paper and their history, you know, when the Chiefs have been in the playoffs, by the way, historically, the Chiefs have an 8-game losing streak in the playoffs. Doesn't mean anything with this outfit of the Chiefs, but it's been 22 years since they've last won a playoff game. And in those 8 games that they've lost, they've played nothing but Hall of Fame or potential Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. So they've got to be, as a fan base, thrilled to be facing a guy like Brian Hoyer. But Hoyer is not a horrible quarterback, and I think, yes, they'll get to him. But again, as long as that Texans defense can generate stops, perhaps turnovers themselves, and get Hoyer in favorable situations, he'll do enough here, I think, to keep it within the number and maybe even get the Texans an outright win. This is a team that's used to winning playoff games over the last several seasons in the NFL, not necessarily with Hoyer at quarterback, but he's competent.
Leaning the Texans then here on the money line at 6-4 and +3 at even money. That's the way you are leaning, Gil, but not a confident selection.
It's confident. I mean, I'm going with the Texans. That's where my money will be. Listen, much of this Chiefs streak, in fact, the first 8 games of this 10-game streak, it included a league-high 10.5 points off turnovers. And when they didn't generate turnovers the last couple weeks against Oakland and Cleveland, two franchises that aren't scaring anybody, especially in the case of Cleveland, those were much closer games. And now they face a Texans team that has only allowed 20 points off turnovers in the last 9 games. So that's Hoyer's strength. They're not a team that coughs it up often. So can they get to him? Yes. But his ability to not turn the ball over, to protect the football, I think is the key here. And KC, reliant on those turnovers, might not find a willing participant in the Texans.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.